Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
News, traffic, and the latest on the Redbirds. This is the Redbird Rush Hour on KMOX.
Sponsored by Busey Bank. Building community with Busey Bank. Beyond the game.
All right, guys, welcome in. For those of you who are sticking with us after the extra innings show, we continue on. It's the Redbird Rush Hour alongside of Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. We've got you for this hour, and then Nate Gatter is going to have you for Sports Open Line tonight. So we've got it may be Memorial Day, it might be a holiday, but we are going live and local Cardinals talk for hours and hours here on KMOX. Bernie, good to see you. Now, for those of you watching on the stream, you've got the old school Navy hat today. Let me, I've got this right next to me. Let me throw out the Air Force hat.
Beautiful, so, beautiful. Good job.
Unplanned. Yeah. I just happened to have this hat right here, well, ready to go. I'm glad I could show it off.
It's a very meaningful day. So any gesture of gratitude is right on point. That's the way I look at it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We ran some audio in the pregame show from Mitch Harris, who is the second Naval Academy graduate ever to appear in a Major League Baseball game. Cooperstown, the Hall of Fame, ran a military tribute event this weekend that Harris was a part of. Tony La Russa was one of the coaches on staff. Scott Rowland was one of the coaches on staff. They only got like an inning in because of rain. Rick Monday was part of it. And I mean, about him and the American flag and everything. Really, really cool that that's going on. And I'm glad that we can, you know, integrate the cross between baseball and also remembering what today is about. It's about remembering the people who literally gave the ultimate sacrifice serving in our armed forces and giving their life to protect this wonderful country.
No doubt about it. And part of that is enjoying the baseball season. I think Memorial Day is a day that sticks out during a baseball season for a number of reasons. But it comes at a great time because we're all getting immersed and getting mad and getting fired up and about what, you know, the Cardinals losing or this trade not made or whatever. And then Memorial Day comes along, and it's kind of a milepost in the season. But more than that, it kind of reminds us of like really serious things that, you know, that really, really, really are deeply meaningful compared to sports, right? So I think I love Memorial Day. I wish we didn't have to have a Memorial Day for obvious reasons, but to me, it's just such a meaningful day. On the American calendar every year.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, sometimes people say, there shouldn't be sports on Memorial Day. And I always say, you know, sports and being an American, it's part of the fabric of our country. Is it the most important thing in our country? No, but it's part of the fabric of our country. And it's one of those many freedoms that you know, are fought for and why it's so good to be an American.
That's right. You know, and there was a controversy even in the outbreak of World War II, pardon me, you know, the President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was there. You know, there was a percentage of politicians, a percentage of U.S. citizens, which is fine. We're saying, no, we can't play baseball. We can't do this. We can't do that. And the commissioner of baseball at the time sent FDR a letter encouraging him to have the baseball season because, number one, it was America's pastime and it had special meaning in the American life at that point. And also, you know, the commissioner said, I think it can be good for everyone's morale, you know, so by all means, Mr. President, play ball. And that's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did.
Let's kind of jump into what's going on. No real good way to transition, but we'll transition nonetheless. The Cardinals were very quiet today offensively.
Hey, Matt, can I interrupt you, man? I transpose that. The president wrote to the commissioner and said, play ball, because of the reasons I said. I don't know why I reversed the order there. I apologize, but I felt like I had to correct that. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. You know what? Just one more thing on this, and then we'll jump back into baseball. Isn't it remarkable how many times in our country's history, it's sports that tells us that stuff is starting to get back? I mean, you think about, I remember sitting in my college dorm room at Kansas State University when we came back from 9/11 and watching Jack Buck on the field. I get chills just talking about it.
Right. Unreal.
And I was in tears in my room, in my dorm room, watching that. And that was the moment that we got back to normalcy. And that's not the only one. I mean, even coming out of COVID and even when there was cardboard cutouts and then finally having it's just we can trace so many moments of our country's timeline to what was going on in the world of sports at the exact same time.
And baseball is always one way or another, even with all its flaws, has played the role of sort of presenting normalcy during tough times. The fact that life in fact does go on, and normal habits, normal traditions, normal customs, normal family, community, business, everything just continues to roll on. And baseball has been a symbol of that. So
yeah,
anyway,
absolutely.
But yeah, I was embarrassed that I said the commissioner was calling the shots. It was actually the president who told the commissioner, let's play ball. It's good for the nation's morale. Anyway.
So Cardinals today shut down. I have a hard time being overly critical when Jacob Mizrowski's on the mound. He's one of one right now. Like, you give me Paul Skeens or Mizrowski, even with the Cardinals' success against Skeens, Mizrowski might be the pitcher in Major League Baseball I least want to face. You could put Skubal in there. You can put Skeens in there. You can put whoever you want in there. Mizrowski's the guy right now I don't want to see.
I don't think that there's any question that at this moment in time, it could be different 2 months from now. At this moment in time, Miz is the best starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. There's no one as dominant as him. There's no one as nasty as him. This dude threw 57 pitches, clocked at 100 plus miles an hour today, which is a new record since they began tracking miles per hour in 2008. He blew away the existing record. And think about this. 59% of his pitches today that he threw at the Cardinals, 59% were 100 miles an hour or higher. I mean, what? That is crazy, right? And the thing of it is, he locates the fastball. There is nothing wild about him. He pounds the strike zone, you know, one after another, after another, after another. Like, so you can't take a lot of pitches because he'll just keep. He believes his stuff is so filthy and so nasty. He's like, well, yeah, I'm going to throw you strikes because you're not going to be able to do a damn thing about it. So yeah, here you go. Good luck. You got to admire that, really.
He's fun to watch, and
yep.
I don't know if people realize today that history was being made. You mentioned the number, the 57 triple digit pitches. Breaks the record by 10 pitches. Previous record was Hunter Green with 47. So he just blows by that record like it's absolutely nothing. And when I watch him, it doesn't seem like he's a max effort guy on every pitch, right. Yet it's coming out that way.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too, and we were, the three of us, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler, and Bernie Miklos were having exchanges some text during the game, and you know, Wheels mentioned a good point, and it kind of ties into what I just said. Mizorowski's control is so good. His command is so good that if you look at one thing he doesn't have is he doesn't have a high chase rate because he doesn't throw that many pitches out of the strike zone. So there's very little for hitters to chase. And I went and looked something up, and this does not include today, but, you know, the numbers will be even better. When he throws a pitch basically in the heart of the strike zone this year, right, usually that's a recipe for disaster. They're hitting 192 against him when he basically throws them a meatball. His version of a meatball, though, they can't catch up with. 35% strikeout rate on pitches right down the middle, the ones that should give the hitters an advantage, and they are neutralized, they are nullified when he attacks them right down the middle.
I don't want to make it sound like I am completely being dismissive of guys who don't throw hard but can hit their spots. I mean, we're seeing that with Michael McGreevy, and we're seeing how effective he can be with both how he mixes his pitches, but also with him just being able to land his pitches basically wherever he wants to. But what I'm about to say is true. If you are a guy who's throwing 100-plus and you're throwing it straight down middle, and you've got a guy who's throwing 90 and touching the corners, the guy who's throwing 100 miles per hour middle is likely to have more success. And you can, there's charts and data that proves that. I mean, velocity is just what's running things right now for pitching in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and especially if that velo is so good that, you know, hitters, you can dominate. You can just throw heat and dominate. That's what the Miz does, and it's really amazing. I added it up because I wanted to have an accurate count. So that's 311 pitches this season for him, the 100 plus miles an hour, 311. And the best that I can tell, I don't think anyone else is even over like 225 or 230 or so. I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know, how far out ahead he is of every other major league starting pitcher. So can I try to be cute with what I'm about to say?
Yeah, love that.
Okay, I'm trying to be cute here. So people might say, if they didn't watch this, they may say, or listen to it on KMOX, they might say, well, how did Milwaukee win this game? Are you guys going to give us details? Yeah, I'll give you the detail. Milwaukee won this game with the 63rd overall pick in the 2022 Major League Baseball draft. That's when they won this game. Mm-hmm. That's when they drafted the kid out of the big man out of Crowder College, which is about 155 miles south of Kansas City, 295 miles southwest of St. Louis. They won this game with that draft pick.
Well, so. Walt sends in a message, and he says, if Heim Bloom would have been in charge when Miz came out, Cardinals may have been aware of him, and maybe they would have had a chance. So hopefully the next Jacob Mizorowski, Bernie, are some of these dudes that the Cardinals are trying to find in the draft.
Absolutely. And listen, man, this I had to look it up after this, because once I said, I wonder, where did they pick him? And I wanted to look at that whole area of the draft. So the Cardinals – they had the 22nd pick that year, and they chose the lefty out of Oregon State, or no. Where was Cooper Yerpe from? They drafted him.
It's either Oregon or Oregon State. I can't think of it. I think it's Oregon State.
22nd. So the Cardinals, four picks before Miz went to the Brewers. Four picks before that. Ironically, the Cardinals drafted Bryson Motz at 59 overall, and he made his debut today. I guess there's a little bit of poetry in that somehow, right? That was only four picks before Miz went off the board.
Yeah, there is something for sure. But I was right, by the way. It is Oregon State. I had like a 60% chance of being correct on that one, and I got that one right. And Bryson Motz was in that same draft. It's so not fair to Bryson Motz to be in this game.
That's right.
in the game that Mizorowski is pitching in. But, I mean, they even brought it up on the broadcast how it was Motz and Mizorowski. They were pitched very, they were selected so close to each other in the draft. There is the obvious comparison going on between those two. We've got a lot coming up between...
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Now and 6 o'clock, that's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. It is Redbird Rush Hour here on KMOX. The Cardinals Report sponsored by Rawlings. Visit the Rawlings Experience at Westport alongside Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. We've got you till 6 o'clock here on this Memorial Day, and then Nate Gatter will make his way in at 6 o'clock. He is pinch hitting for me as he's hosting Sports Open Line this evening, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Bernie, we did see Bryson Motz. Really interesting first day for him where he was scheduled to start yesterday. He doesn't, obviously, because of a rainout. Comes in what's essentially a piggyback today. In a perfect world, you would have had a righty on the mound for him to piggyback with because you don't like piggybacking a lefty for a lefty. That's the situation they were in. I'm guessing he's going to be in Memphis tomorrow, and Ryan Fernandez, who's physically with the team, is going to be activated. But a guy who I think can play a big role out of the bullpen, who could probably upgrade that second lefty spot in the bullpen, we get our first look at him today.
Right. And you know, it wasn't like a great pitching line or anything, but I honestly, that game was lost. That game was gone as soon as Libertor gave up three runs in the first inning, even though he was great after that, but that was it. That's all Miz needed. But anyway, I'm not going to judge Bryson Motz just on his first outing. I mean, that's a big, big deal. And it's not like they were hitting rockets off the guy. It was just a lot of little things kind of chipped away at him. He didn't help himself with a walk or two. But listen, I think getting that out of the way, it was really, really, really healthy to get that out of the way. And the next time we see him, and he'll be up to make a spot start or whatever, or maybe even work in relief. Who knows? Down the line a little bit. I expect good things from him. I think he's a really good young pitcher.
They finally sent Matt Swanson down, and his numbers this year are not good. You can look at the recent numbers, and you can find it being a little bit better, but then you get into the underlying numbers, and the underlying numbers are not especially better. I guess one of my few complaints about the team is it felt like they sent Swanson down because they finally got to a point where the roster spot was needed. That they didn't send him down because they wanted him to go to AAA to get work. they sent him down because they finally had their backs against the wall and they had to move somebody off the roster, and he made the most sense in that moment. And I'm going to be watching, because this is a hard year, Bernie, to evaluate them on things. And we saw it really work with Jordan Walker, where they wanted to have this guy with the big league staff working on things. And in a year where the expectations were what they were when the season got started, I understood it. So I don't think we're going to know for sure what it looks like under Heim Bloom until this team gets to a higher level of expected competition, but I am going to be curious to see when guys are struggling what that process looks like on when they finally make that decision to send a guy down.
Yeah, it's there's been some head scratching stuff this year. As much as we all really respect the job that Heim Bloom and his associates have done, but the Cardinals are an in-between team. You know, they're not trying to tank it. They didn't blow anything up. They had enough good talent, even after making those trades, sending veterans out of here. They were never interested in tanking. They never were going to be a tanking team. They even dropped hints that they thought they were better than maybe people expected. But the reason I'm taking this approach to get there is this was on the other hand, it wasn't a tank job season. Blow up the foundation, everything. We'll lose 100. It's no problem. It wasn't that season, but on the other hand, this was not a season where they were, quote, trying to win. Now, I want people to know what I mean by trying to win. The players are trying to win. They're playing their tails off, their hearts out. They compete. The team on the field is absolutely trying to win, but upper management has got all kinds of different priorities. There's all kinds of things that they're trying to achieve, and they would love to win as much as possible, but they're not going to do as much as possible to get more wins. You know, they're going to be making roster decisions that basically have, 1 foot in 2026 and maybe 1 foot in 2027 and another foot in 2028. And they're going to be really, really, really careful with the 40-man roster. And instead of like maybe spending more money on a better left-handed reliever going into the season, let's say they brought in Justin Brule. They made compromises. They brought in bodies, but they didn't bring necessarily they were never going to bring in a top-tier lefty reliever, but maybe the next tier down, something like that. They settled for some, frankly, mediocrity towards the end of the roster and towards the end of the bullpen. So that's the thing. The team itself is trying to win, but the front office has mixed objectives, I would say. Does that make sense?
It does. I do think it's worth noting that the difference between past years and this year, like we talked about them being in the middle. I don't think they're in the middle. I think they are clearly looking to the future, but they happen to have a major league roster that was actually better than a lot of people on the outside thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and I think J.J. Weatherholt's a big factor in that. The biggest factor of all, of course, Jordan Walker. Because listen, man, I think we all had a little bit of hope that he would do better. He would sort of get his career on track. No one saw this year coming. And I think he's for real, absolutely, because I had a note on Twitter yesterday about what he did after that 16-game stretch where he looked really, really bad. This was going into yet to today. His numbers were phenomenal since then after he came out of it, which tells me and tells you, well, he knew what he was doing when he sort of went back to the past there for a little bit and he pulled himself out of it. He adjusted. That's such a great sign. So they have some really good talent, but they don't have the quality depth that I would associate with a team that says, hey, we believe we're a playoff team. We believe that going into the season. Coming into the season, we believe that, hey, and if we need some help, we're not going to be doing anything crazy, but we'll be aggressive and we'll get some help. You know, so it's an interesting situation because the roster itself has overachieved, but the roster depth, the lack of depth, I think will sort of prevent them from getting to where they'd really like to go, which is to sneak into the playoffs. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I'm just saying I'm looking at this thing pragmatically.
That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. We've got the 5:30 news coming up in just a moment. And then Bernie and I will be back coming up in just
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Just a moment. This is the Redbird Rush Hour right here on KMOX. That's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. This is the Redbird Rush Hour. Kevin, by the way, he's got the day off. He did some pinch hitting on Saturday. He was on Cardinals pre-post on Saturday, so we've got him with the day off today, and then he'll be back with me coming up tomorrow. Bernie will be with us on Friday. You never for sure know who you're – and we got Nate Gatter on tonight, 6 o'clock to 8 yeah. o'clock on Sports Open Line. So we got a lot going on here at KMOX. Bernie, Matthew Liberatore today, he gives up the 3 runs in the first inning. And his last time out, he had that 5th inning that he couldn't get out of. It's starting to become a bit of a trend with him that it is a single moment in the game that does him in. Now, today was a little bit different because it was in the first inning. It's generally not the first inning for him. But that's where he's at right now, where it's cliche, but if he could eliminate that big inning, that big moment, wherever the the landmines are that get to him, if he could avoid that, he would look like a very different pitcher right now.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Of course, it's usually the 5th inning and 6th inning or whatever, one or the other. Third time through the lineup's been brutal for him, but today it happened right away. And I really thought it was going to snowball. And, I give him some credit because he was really terrific after that, after the first inning. But it was too late because Mizorowski was a beast today. He wasn't going to give the Cardinals anything that mattered. So that one bad inning, was paramount in the Cardinals' loss because it just kind of took him out of it or put him in a really big hole. But, the thing that really annoyed me just watching the game is he walks the leadoff hitter, Jackson Chourio. Okay. Everybody knows the Brewers have the best walk rate in the major leagues, or they're a close second. It's one or the other. A huge, 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 huge part of their offense is just getting people on base, waves of players on base, because the Brewers don't hit a bunch of home runs. but they get guys on base and they steal bases and they move runners over and they have a great batting average with runners in scoring position. But when you walk the leadoff man in an inning on the Brewers, when you're facing the Brewers, other than allowing a home run, a walk is like the worst possible thing you can do, especially to start a game. And it's like, it's easy for me to say, you know, but it's like, come on, dude, you know, you can't walk this guy. Challenge him. Challenge him. Don't nibble. Don't try to get too cute. And he walked Chirillo, and then after that, it all kind of did snowball. It was frustrating.
It's interesting watching the Brewers, and you're spot on. When all they got to do is get a runner on, and excuse me being somewhat crass, but then crap just starts happening. Like, right. They don't have the leadoff hit, and then the next three guys are out, and maybe you have a ground out that moves the runner to second, and the guy gets stranded at second, and it's just the normal, you know, scoreless. Guys get on, and just stuff starts happening all over the place. And I can't explain it. I don't know why, other than the fact that they're very active and they try to take every single edge that they possibly can, but they just get that base runner on and you just have this here we go thing, and you don't have that with a lot of the other teams across Major League Baseball.
The Cardinals, and I remember, you know, a lot of people were making a big fuss over it. The Cardinals in the first month of the season were really drawing a lot of walks. They were doing a really good job of pumping up the on-base percentage. That went away in May. It just went away. They have one of the poorest walk rates in the majors this month. See, and that's that right there. There are a lot of differences between the Cardinals and the Brewers offensively, but that's a huge one right there. You're never going to see the Brewers 1 month they're drawing walks, and then all of a sudden it kind of disappears for a month, and then they get back on track. No, that is like a huge priority to them to have an inflated on-base percentage, and they are determined to draw walks, and they're very good at it. And then once they get on base, this is one of the fastest teams in baseball. Unlike the Cardinals, this is one of the very fast teams in baseball that who can just go. It's not station to station. They're going to gobble up two bases at a time, even if they have a chance. They're going to go for it because they're really fast and they run bases very, very well. And unlike the Cardinals, who are one of the worst teams in terms of batting average with runners in scoring position, the Brewers are near the top of the leaderboard. They get the timely hits. They take such great at-bats. They don't strike out in big spots like most teams do. And they're starting to hit more home runs because they got Yelich back. They got Chirillo back. So they're starting to hit more home runs. But it's amazing how I think you can say about every team in the majors, they need to hit home runs or their offense is in trouble. The Brewers defy that. And this isn't the first time. They're really brilliant in that manner. I give them credit for that. Because it's a very smart, resourceful approach to hitting, and they have no real weakness because of it.
I've told the story because I worked in Milwaukee for a while, so I've got some familiarity with what goes on in that organization, and the way they think through the game, I think, is at a higher level than most teams, if not all teams, in baseball. And I've told the story before when Craig Counsell was the manager, he would have an idea. And he would run it to baseball operations and the baseball nerds, and I say that in a very complimentary way, not a negative way, they would get on it and they would come back and they would report back, hey, this is what happens. This is what would be expected on this. And it's just, you know, we use the term think tank all the time. That's what the Milwaukee Brewers are. They are literally a baseball think tank, and they get more out of their roster than any team in baseball, and it is both cool. And when you're rooting for the other side of it, it is the most infuriating darn thing in all of baseball.
And they know how to make people better. That's what's amazing about them. I mean, you know, they got Durbin last year, or they signed him, or they got him in a trade, whatever, the young guy from Washington University here in St. Louis. And he played from the Yankees. They got him in the Devin Williams trade. He played like everyone was saying, like, hey, well, he's kind of a fringy guy or whatever. He had a really good season for them. And they found some things to help him, and they made him better. And he fit their approach. So Boston had the confidence to take him as the lead guy in the trade for Kyle Harrison, the starting pitcher who's going to go after the Cardinals tomorrow. So the Brewers made Caleb Durbin good enough to where the Red Sox wanted him. And then they flip him in an unbelievably lopsided trade to get Kyle Harrison, who has been listen, Mizorowski is their ace. This guy is a very close 1A. I mean, he is having a phenomenal season himself. So they're just smarter than everybody. How do you trade Freddie Peralta and get better? They have.
They did. I mean, the only knock on Peralta was that he doesn't pitch deep into games, but that doesn't.
Right.
I love Freddie Peralta like that. I feel dirty saying those words because I'm such a fan of Freddie Peralta. But I guess that they've got so much pitching. They just have so much stinking pitching. You mentioned Harrison. He's going to carry a 1.77 ERA into tomorrow's game. Mizorowski today carried a 1.89 ERA. I'd have to look at the box score. I don't know if I still have that up or not. Yeah. I do. Mizorowski finished the game today at a 1.83. So you don't even get to four combined ERA over their first two starters they're facing, the Cardinals are facing today.
Harrison hasn't been bad, but I was looking at it actually before the game started today. His last six starts, the lefty that they'll face tomorrow, 31 innings, 23 hits, only four earned runs, 44 strikeouts, which is about a 36% strikeout rate. And the team has won all six of those starts. I mean, they have co-aces, basically.
Yeah, they do.
And the rest of the guys aren't bad. The rest of the guys are fine. I mean, Logan Henderson's pretty damn good. They're deep. You know, they never run out of good starters. They take a guy like Aaron Ashby, they move him to the bullpen, and he's been one of the best relievers in the National League the last couple of years. I mean,
today's game, when was the last time you saw a game where four total pitchers were used between the two teams and each of the starter had 10 strikeouts or more? That's a box score you don't see very often.
Yeah, and it's hard for lack of a better term, to use a cliche. You know, it's hard for the Cardinals to win those arms races, you know. They don't do it. Liberatore's the one guy that's got that strikeout punch. That's one thing about him I like. We're seeing more and more and more and more of that. Now, I thought Mr. Rooney and Mr. Horton made a really good point on the broadcast today. They weren't saying anything critical about him, but they were saying that it's just reality. When he strikes out guys, the downside to this is that he throws more pitches. It takes a lot out of him, and I think that's true. Although today it worked in reverse because, again, his final four innings were really, really good today. But I think where a Mizorowski gets his strikeout so easily and breezily, it doesn't gas him out. But I think a guy like Libby, I think it does take a toll on him. So I'd like to see more, you know, a few more ground balls. You know, you can balance it a little bit. Anyway, work in progress, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I say that about myself all the time. That's Bernie Miklas.
That's right.
I'm Matt Pauly. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of the Redbird Rush Hour here on KMOX. Only about 2 minutes left on this edition of Redbird Rush Hour. Nate Gatter has you for Graybar Sports Open Line beginning after the 6 o'clock news. Bernie, we'll have lots of time to talk about this in the days and weeks moving forward, so I just want to touch on it really quickly. Mason Winn offensively in the month of May is a 211 hitter with a 571 OPS. He had the knee issue the other day. You don't know if that's bothering him or not. It's the exact same stuff that we said last year. He doesn't have to be a great hitter to be a really effective member on this team because of what he does defensively. But you'd like a little bit more than a just under 600 OPS from him.
No, exactly. And I think it's fair because I think we all agree he's talented enough to do better offensively. And we're saying that being reasonable people. We're not expecting him to be, you know, hit like Bobby Witt Jr., for example. So in that context, he's kind of disappointing. And I tell you what, if you look at, at least outs above average this year, you know, he's by his standards, he's kind of down. I don't know that he's covering as much ground as he was a year ago. And that will probably change as things heat up. But His defensive metrics on Mason Winn have sort of rather than stay the same or go up, they've gone down. So he's fighting it by his standards. He's fighting it a little defensively as well. So that's not good. That's just not good to have him rather dormant offensively and not making quite as many plays as he was last year. But it is early and that can change.
Yeah, absolutely. Bernie, thank you. It's been an enjoyable show. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Hopefully maybe you got a barbecue, a little drink. I don't know what you're going to do, but enjoy the evening, and we'll talk to you through the week.
All right, always great being with you. Thank you, Matt.
All right, that's Bernie Miklas. I'm Matt Pauly. That's going to do it for me as well. Generally, I stick around for Graybar Sports Open Line. Not today. I get off a little bit early here on the holiday. That means Nate Gadder is in. He's got you for a Graybar Sports Open Line, and that begins after the 6 o'clock news with Michael Calhoun right here on KMOX.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.